Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our weekly shiur on the phone. I would like to discuss just a few points in Parshas Bamidbar and perhaps understand the theme of Sefer Bamidbar. If you look at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Bamidbar really starts with the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael. And Rashi points out in the first pasuk, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'oel moyed be'echad l'chodesh." Rashi says, "Mitoich chibosam lefanav, moine oisam kol shah." Because he has love for Klal Yisrael, he counts them all the time. "K'sheyotzu mi'mitzrayim," when they came out of Mitzrayim, "monon." "K'shenoflu be'egel," when there was a plague during the egel, "Monon," he counted them. "Leida," to know, "minyan hanisarim," to know how many people were left over from the plague. "Kishebo lahashre shchinosoy aleihem," "monon," when he came to rest his divine presence upon them, he counted them. Zez Rabchatzkul Sarna, he says, from this we see that it's not just to know how many there are in Klal Yisrael that makes it chibo, but the fact that he's counting them, that itself, the etzem counting, is meyer on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chibo. Metoichi basan, he's meyer them, not just to know how many there are, but counting them, lahavdil la'olof havdolah, is just like a person who makes a lot of money and he has a lot of, let's say, $100 bills, and he counts each one of them. A person who has a love of money, each one is special to him. So too, many, the Kal V'chomer, ben b'noi shel Kal V'chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he counts every Jew, when every Jew is counted, it's mitoichi basan, lefanav HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to count everyone. It's like a dover sheb'minyan, the halacha is that even though things are batal b'shishim, an isser is batal b'shishim, but a dover sheb'minyan, something that is counted, something that is chashes, that's something that is not batal. It can't be batal, afilu be'elef loy batal, even if there's 1,000 times the isser, but if it's a dover sheb'minyan, if it's something that's counted, something that has a chshivas, it can never be batal. So too, Klal Yisrael, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiba for Klal Yisrael, each yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous chiba for. And as I'm talking, I'm just thinking that these are the days of Usfartim Lachem, where we count the days, and perhaps there's a message in this for us in counting, that if we count the days, it's not just a mice of counting, but we have to realize that our time is chavir, that our time is precious. And if we recognize the preciousness of our time, We'll utilize it in the best possible way. That's a dover chashuv, a dover sheb'minyan. Further on, two psukim later, the pasuk says, "Miben es from shana v'mala, kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael tifkidu oisam l'tziv oisam ato v'arin." From the age of 20 and up, anyone who goes out to war, you should count them for the army. You and Aaron should count them. And the Ramban points out that it doesn't say tispiru oisam. It says tifkidu oisam. Tifkidu really means to appoint or to remember. It's a lashon of zechira. Says the Ramban, this comes to teach us that you just shouldn't count them, but rather, you're not allowed to count the people themselves. Rather, you have to give, like we have the machzah shekel and kisisa, has to be a koifer nafsham. And therefore, it's a zikaroin of the people. You count. You count the machzis hashekel, and when you count the machzis hashekel, then there is a zikaron of what the mispar of the oath is. Asks the Ramban, if that's the case, so when David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael in his days, it says, 70,000 Yidden were killed. Now the question is, possible that David HaMelech transgressed upon this chiyuv to count them with pekido? Says the Ramban, he says a very interesting thing. He says when he counted them, he didn't count them with a tzibui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he counted them, there was no purpose to count them. Really, the only reason why he counted them was to be misameh, to have simcha beliboy, that he's a melech on so many people. If that's the case, then we have a real question. So David HaMelech was chayte, according to the Ramban. He counted Bnei Yisrael without any purpose, even though he counted them maybe with the maxus hashekel or betloyim by yefkedim betloyim, but since that counting was not a proper counting because it was shalal tzairich, that's very nice that David did something wrong. But what did the people do wrong? Why should they be killed? So the answer Rav Ruderman gives, and the Baltimore Rosh Yeshiva of the previous generation, brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Bachya. He says that Rabbeinu Bachya explains that the reason why it's also the counted tzibur is because each individual has a chshivus that he's part of the klal. And when somebody counts him on Shalai L'Tzairich, what's really happening is he's taking the individual away from the tzibur. He's counting him as an individual. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah that there should be a counting, that's a chibur. But Shalai L'Tzairich, what one is doing is really separating a person from the schus of being amongst the tzibur. And it's brought that Rebbe Simcha, when he fell ill, in his final illness before he died, they asked him, Chacham asked, was asked, is it Kedai that all the Bnei Yeshivas in the Vatik Nesia should say Tehillim for a refuah of Rav Meir Simcha? And the answer that was given was that it's better not to be mispal for him alone as an individual. They should be mispal, but they should be mispal with him, for him, as part of Klal Yisrael. Because if they just are mispal for him presentlich individually himself, so he would lose the schus of the klal and the tfiyah, and perhaps he has some avoinos that need to be expiated. But if he's part of the klal, he'll have the schus of the klal. If we understand that, maybe that's why David HaMelech, those people were punished, because at the end of the day, not that it was a punishment, but they lost their protection. And when the individual becomes an individual and he's not part of the klal, so then he's susceptible to his averis being counted and his averis being punished for his averis. It's interesting that when we say a mishaberach for the person, we use his name, we say that shabarfuos and everything goes b'soich shachol Yisrael. It's amongst everyone else, because why do we say that? Because a person should have the schus of the tzibur. In the next few minutes, I just wanted to discuss, we talked about the counting in the beginning of Bamidbar, but the truth is, Bamidbar has so many different parts to it, so many different events. There's the Chanukas HaNesiim, and there are all the events in Bahaloischa, and there are the events of the Meraglim, and the events of Parshas Chukas, and Balak, the whole story of Balak, the Chulei v'Chulei. And Pinchas is the Parsha of all the Karbonos. And the question really begs, why is Bamidbar called the Sefer? It's called Chumash HaPekudim, the Chumash of Counting. In English, they call it the Book of Numbers. The question is, why should this be called the Book of Numbers? Indeed, in Parshas Bamidbar, there is a counting of Klal Yisrael. And in Parshas Pinchas, there is a counting of Klal Yisrael. But so many other events occurred and occur throughout the Sefer of Bamidbar. So how could it be that this is the proper name, the proper adjective for this Sefer of Sefer Bamidbar? And the Netziv, Nahamek Dover, discusses this. He has, as he discusses the name of every Sefer and the theme in every Sefer in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and he says the following. He says that the Sefer of Bamidbar has many events, but what the Sefer of Bamidbar really discusses is a transition. Iker ze ha-Sefer, says the Netziv, hu ha-machlif u-mishana ha-lichos im Hashem b'chayei ha-olam me'oz higiyu le-eretz Yisrael min ha-derech shaholchu Bamidbar. In other words, this is the transition from the Dor Deya, the Dor HaMidbar, to the Dor Bo'i Ha'aretz, to the generation that it will enter into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will holchu, in the words of the Netziv, B'derech HaTeva, B'sisrei Hashkochas Malchus Shamayim, it wasn't so evident that the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that world, once Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. But in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had a Mishkan. Everywhere they went was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were expected to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have full fealty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Dor Deah. In the Midbar, that changed. In Eretz Yisrael, going into Eretz Yisrael, the Hashgacha El Yoina changed. The Hashgacha El Yoina was Klal Yisrael had to work the Viasafta Digonecha, Visiroshcha Vitzarecha. Klal Yisrael had to go work the land. In the Midbar, they were Reich Lehman. They lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were fed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Netziv, a Gevaldik Adiyak. In Parshas Bamidbar, the first time B'nai Yisrael are counted, they counted Al Pi Seder HaDigolim. They counted in the order of the Digolim from the four Ruchais, just like the Merkava of the Shekhinah. And in the Midbar, Ephraim was the head of his Degel before Menashe. But in the counting in Parshas Pinchas towards the end of Sefer Bamidbar, which was in the 40th year, over there, Menashe is first. Why? Because Ephraim is the Talmud Chacham. Ephraim is the one, Haben Yakili Ephraim. Ephraim is the one who represents the brother, who represents the child of Yosef. That's Kol Kuloi in Torah. Kol Kuloi, he's the one who learned with Yaakov. He's the one who represents the person, even in Golos, that can be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally without by the Shalei Derech HaTevel. However, Menashe represents the person who's the everyday man, the Balabas, who's going to go out into the world. And of course, we'll learn Torah. Of course, we'll do the mitzvahs. But he's going to be more B'derech HaTeva. So therefore, Menashe is second in the first counting. Because that happened in the time of the Dor Deah, in the first year, in the beginning. But the second counting is the Dor Boya Aretz. The second counting is the Dor that's going into Eretz Yisrael, that's going to have to live a little bit more Al Pi Derech HaTeva. And therefore, Menashe is first. It's a little bit of a message to all of us that the Torah is a Torah we have to live by, no matter if we're in the Dalet Kosel or Bismedrash, or when we go out into the world. But it's an interesting thing. I once heard from Marabeim, and really Rav Tzadik says this many, many times, that Klal Yisrael had to experience the Midbar. Klal Yisrael had to experience that experience to be able to go out, to be able to go out into the world, to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael and live Al Derech HaTeva. Because Klal Yisrael, till this day, is getting the nourishment from that Dor Deah. And that's how we are able to live. The truth is, every day is a little bit like that for every person. We start off our day in the Beis Medrash, hopefully learning and davening, and that has to last us through the day, perhaps till the next tefillah, and the next tefillah till the next tefillah. In that way, we bring the Midbar, we bring our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world of Teva. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and Kol Tov, thank you for joining.